The Book of Exodus, Chapter 37. Now Bezaleel made the ark of acacia wood. Its length was 2.5 cubits, and its width 1.5 cubits, and its height 1.5 cubits. And he overlaid it with pure gold inside and out, and made a gold molding for it all around. And he cast 4 rings of gold for it on its 4 feet, even 2 rings on one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. And he made poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark to carry it. And he made a mercy seat of pure gold, 2.5 cubits long and 1.5 cubits wide. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. He made them of hammered work at the 2 ends of the mercy seat, 1 cherub at the one end and 1 cherub at the other end. He made the cherubim of 1 piece with the mercy seat at the 2 ends. And the cherubim had their wings spread upward, covering the mercy seat with their wings, with their faces toward each other. The faces of the cherubim were toward the mercy seat. Then he made the table of acacia wood, 2 cubits long and 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made a gold molding for it all around. And he made a rim for it of 1 handbreadth all around, and made a gold molding for its rim all around. And he cast 4 gold rings for it, and put the rings on the 4 corners that were on its 4 feet. Close by the rim were the rings, the holders for the poles to carry the table. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold to carry the table. And he made the utensils which were on the table, its dishes and its pans, and its bowls and its jars, with which to pour out libations, of pure gold. Then he made the lampstand of pure gold. He made the lampstand of hammered work. Its base and its shaft, its cups, its bulbs and its flowers, were of 1 piece with it. And there were 6 branches going out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from the one side of it, and 3 branches of the lampstand from the other side of it. 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, a bulb and a flower in 1 branch, and 3 cups shaped like almond blossoms, a bulb and a flower in the other branch. So for the 6 branches going out of the lampstand. And in the lampstand there were 4 cups shaped like almond blossoms, its bulbs, and its flowers. And a bulb was under the 1st pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the 2nd pair of branches coming out of it, and a bulb under the 3rd pair of branches coming out of it, for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. Their bulbs and their branches were of 1 piece with it. The whole of it was a singled, hammered work of pure gold. And he made it 7 lamps with its snuffers, and its trays of pure gold. He made it, and all its utensils, from 1 talent of pure gold. Then he made the altar of incense of acacia wood, 1 cubit long, and 1 cubit wide, square, and 2 cubits high. Its horns were of 1 piece with it. And he overlaid it with pure gold, its top and its sides all around, and its horns, and he made a gold molding for it all around. And he made 2 golden rings for it under its molding, on its 2 sides, on opposite sides, as holders for poles with which to carry it. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the pure fragrant incense of spices, the work of a perfumer. Chapter 38. Then he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood, 5 cubits long, and 5 cubits wide, square, and 3 cubits high. And he made its horns on its 4 corners, its horns being of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the utensils of the altar, the pails and the shovels and the basins, the flesh hooks and the fire pans. He made all its utensils of bronze. And he made for the altar a grating of bronze network beneath, under its ledge reaching halfway up. And he cast 4 rings on the 4 ends of the bronze grating as holders for the poles. And he made the poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with bronze. And he inserted the poles into the rings on the sides of the altar with which to carry it. He made it hollow with planks. Moreover, he made the laver of bronze with its base of bronze, from the mirrors of the serving women who served at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Then he made the court. For the south side, the hangings of the court were of fine twisted linen, 100 cubits. There are 20 pillars, and their 20 sockets made of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the north side, There were 100 cubits. Their 20 pillars and their 20 sockets were of bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the west side, there were hangings of 50 cubits, with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. The hooks of the pillars and their bands were of silver. And for the east side, 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And so for the other side, on both sides of the gate of the court were hangings of 15 cubits, with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. All the hangings of the court all around were of fine twisted linen. And the sockets for the pillars were of bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver, and the overlaying of their tops of silver. And all the pillars of the court were furnished with silver bands. And the screen of the gate of the court was the work of the weaver, of blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine twisted linen. And the length was 20 cubits, and the height was 5 cubits, corresponding to the hangings of the court. And their 4 pillars and their 4 sockets were of bronze. Their hooks were of silver, and the overlaying of their tops and their bands were of silver. And all the pegs of the tabernacle and of the court all around were of bronze. This is the number of the things for the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were numbered according to the command of Moses, for the service of the Levites, by the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. Now Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, made all that the Lord had commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver and a skillful workman, and a weaver in blue and in purple and in scarlet material and fine linen. All the gold that was used for the work, and all the work of the sanctuary, even the gold of the wave offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And the silver of those of the congregation who were numbered was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A beka a head, that is, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for each one who passed over to those who were numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. And the 100 talents of silver were for casting the sockets of the sanctuary, and the sockets of the veil, 100 sockets for the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars, and overlaid their tops, and made bands for them. And the bronze of the wave offering was 70 talents, and 2,400 shekels. And with it he made the sockets to the doorway of the tent of meeting, and the bronze altar and its bronze grating, and all the utensils of the altar, and the sockets of the court all around, and the sockets of the gate of the court, and all the pegs of the tabernacle, and all the pegs of the court all around. Psalm 19. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their utterances to the end of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. Its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them thy servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Acquit me of hidden faults. Also keep back thy servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not rule over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be acquitted of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. The Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 11. Now the apostles and the brethren who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those who were circumcised took issue with him, saying, "You went to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began speaking and proceeded to explain to them in orderly sequence, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain object coming down like a great sheet lowered by four corners from the sky. And it came right down to me. And when I had fixed my gaze upon it and was observing it, I saw the four-footed animals of the earth and the wild beasts and the crawling creatures and the birds of the air. And I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Arise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing unholy or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a voice from heaven answered a second time, 'What God has cleansed, no longer consider unholy.' And this happened three times, and everything was drawn back up into the sky. And behold, at that moment three men appeared before the house in which we were staying, having been sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go with them without misgivings. And these six brethren also went with me, and we entered the man's house. And he reported to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, and saying, 'Send to Joppa, and have Simon, who is also called Peter, brought here. And he shall speak words to you, by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as he did upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he used to say, 'John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If God therefore gave to them the same gift as he gave to us also after believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could stand in God's way?" And when they heard this, they quieted down and glorified God, saying, "Well then, God has granted to the Gentiles also the repentance that leads to life." So then those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose in connection with Stephen made their way to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except to Jews alone. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who came to Antioch and began speaking to the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a large number who believed turned to the Lord. And the news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas off to Antioch. Then, when he had come and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true to the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And considerable numbers were brought to the Lord. And he left for Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came about that for an entire year they met with the church, and taught considerable numbers. And the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Now at this time some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch, and one of them, named Agabus, stood up and began to indicate by the Spirit that there would certainly be a great famine all over the world, and this took place in the reign of Claudius. And in the proportion that any of the disciples had means, each of them determined to send a contribution for the relief of the brethren living in Judea. And this they did, sending it in charge of Barnabas and Saul to the elders.